Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rabbit Warsler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Doyle. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Carl Doyle. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting third. The third baseman, Tony Peete. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jocko Conlon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Salveson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack Salveson. And now, play ball. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Higgins moves to third. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Higgins scores. McNair moves to second. It's 3-0, Athletics. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards takes first base on ball four. McNair moves to third. Warsler moves to second. Carl Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Radcliffe moves to third. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete takes first base on ball four. Simmons moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Radcliffe scores. Simmons moves to third. Peete moves to second. It's 3-1, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simmons scores. Peete scores. Appling moves to second. It's Athletics, 3, White Sox, 3. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Warsler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Finney. Conlon reaches second base with a double. Appling scores. Dykes moves to third. It's 4-3, White Sox. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dykes scores. 2 outs. It's 5-3, White Sox. Jack Salvesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salvesen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-1 in the game. Finney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Appling fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. 1 out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kramer moves to third. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kramer scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 5-4, White Sox. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-1 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Warsler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Peete hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Doyle fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Warsler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Richards hits a line drive towards third. Peete reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carl Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-1 in the game. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. the White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Appling moves to second. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Conlon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Appling scores. Hayes moves to second. It's 6-4, White Sox. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Shea takes first base on ball 4. Hayes moves to third. Conlon moves to second. Jack Salveson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salveson is 0-for-1 in the game. Salveson strikes out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Richard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a fly ball into right field. Conlon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Salveson fields it and throws to first for the out. Kramer moves to second. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pete takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. McNair reaches second base with a double. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Warsler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McNair moves to third. Two outs. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Richards hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Conlon hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Carl Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-2 in the game. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dykes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Finney for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Salvesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salvesen is 0-for-2 in the game. Salvesen takes first base on ball 4. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. Salvesen moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Salvesen moves to third. Radcliffe moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Salvesen scores. Radcliffe moves to third. Pete moves to second. It's 7-4, White Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it, steps on third, and throws to second for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Conlon, who is chasing the ball. Fox reaches third base with a triple. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Higgins strikes out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. McNair hits a line drive towards third. Pete reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Conlon bunts towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Conlon for the out. Hayes moves to second. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Salveson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salveson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Salveson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hayes scores. It's 8-4, White Sox. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Warsler hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-3 in the game. Doyle hits a pop-up towards first. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer, who is chasing the ball. Simmons reaches third base with a triple. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Simmons scores. Pete moves to second. score that a fielder's choice. It's 9-4, White Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pete moves to third. Appling moves to second. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pete scores. Two outs. It's 10-4, White Sox. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Conlon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Appling scores. It's 11-4, White Sox. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 11, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.